All right, I think we're live here. Excellent. So, first episode of the podcast here. Don't have a name. Maybe discuss that right now.
All
right. We were actually going to go with CarCast or CarCast Live.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, both those are taken.
It's actually people who actually like talk about cars have the name CarCast. So, they have more right to CarCast than we do because we probably won't ever talk about cars.
That's actually a good point because I don't know a lot about cars.
No. I took one class of mechanics, and I did not learn a lot in that class.
Gaines here.
Gaines. We got Gaines, Point Man, Low Vibe.
Mm-hmm. Low Vibe, yeah.
Low Vibe, yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't actually have a name for the car podcast yet. Got a few ideas on the table, I guess.
Yeah, so our first option right now is Dave's Fancy Boys.
Yeah. Now, the problem with that is it doesn't really describe in any way what it might be about.
That leads us to our other problem, is what this podcast is even about.
Well, nothing.
It is about nothing. It
truly is about
so then,
nothing.
So then, base the name around that.
Good point.
That's why I'm the point man.
You are the point man.
What about Blank Slate?
Blank Slate?
I got this.
Look that up. Point man, get on that. I like that. Blank
point
Slate.
Man's on it.
Blank Slate. What about Fancy Boys Blank Slate?
No, it can't be Fancy Boys. It's
okay,
terrible.
Fine. Blank Slate.
All
right. Blank
Slate. I have my... I'm you
look it
up.
Up.
Blank. It's like only available on Twitch and YouTube.
Well, you got to add a little more to it, maybe.
Okay,
Blank
like,
Slate, the podcast about nothing.
I like it.
Blanks. That's a long name.
It is a long name. People might give up typing that's on the search.
Point. But
yeah.
No, well... You'd look up Blank Slate.
We need something like quick that like really gets people into it.
You're right. You're right.
So the Blank Slate was really good.
It was so good.
I know.
That's why it's taken.
One of my best ideas ever.
That might be your best contribution. Like it doesn't. You know what? You started off with your best. Where are you going to go from there?
You have peaked in the first 2 minutes of our podcast.
You have. You've peaked. That's unfortunate.
It is really sad.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
Yeah, it happens.
You know what? I'm actually, you know, so far I'm really happy with the microphone.
It's good. Yeah.
You know, you can change the colors and stuff, too, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, because, like, a lot of streamers and stuff, when they have their cameras on them, like, they want their stuff looking colorful and nice.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. Just so you know, one problem here is we're already down to 37% battery on the old laptop.
That's because you wouldn't
why don't
guess
you plug
it's going to
be
plugged in. Yeah.
I'll plug it in. If we get low, I'll plug it in.
We are low.
No, I mean lower.
It was like 10% higher 30 seconds ago.
No, that was 3 minutes and 47 seconds ago, actually. But regardless, I get your point.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us about 9 minutes and we're done. Anyhow... I you know what I'd like to talk about right now is the microphone.
Okay.
The experience.
Oh, the microphone experience.
I just want you to... Okay,
is this a microphone review?
No, it's not a microphone.
No,
it's not a microphone review. What I'm going to tell you right now is today I had the best retail experience of my life.
Better than the Subway sandwich guy.
Better than the Subway master.
Oh, so, yeah, the Sauce Master.
The Sauce Master.
Better than the Sauce... Like, this is the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tell them, like... Okay, here's the thing. No, sorry. Here's the thing, okay? We've done some research. I had someone help me do some research. We actually found a very highly rated microphone.
Yeah.
Really highly rated. Let me look that up. I'll look that up while you're...
So, we got this really highly rated microphone.
Highly
and we go
rated.
Into the store, we kind of look around, we go through the aisles, we don't see it.
Yeah, so we're at this, like, specialty tech shop.
Yeah, specialty tech shop. So everyone there, like at McDonald's, you're not really hiring people that necessarily know much about burgers. You're just hiring people.
Okay.
At this place, you're hiring people who know what they're talking about.
There. Like at Home Depot.
Exactly.
But,
like,
yeah, well-trained.
It's like the tech Home Depot.
The tech Home Depot. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you what was in there. There was this curved screen. It was about 4 feet wide.
Okay.
It was amazing. I actually had to turn my head almost sideways to look at the one end and then get back to the other. I've never seen anything like
it. It was like full peripheral vision.
It was full peripheral. It was incredible.
It was.
I was thinking I could do my coding on there.
No, I was thinking that was too much.
It'd be good for driving games. If you got...
Oh, that's probably maybe flight simulators, too.
Yeah, flight simulators.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, here's the thing. My phone is down to 8% battery, so I gotta give you this information right now. What we research is the PodMic dynamic microphone. Highly recommended in the YouTube searches we get. Okay? So we get in there, and I mean, this place, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going.
GPUs, CPUs, DPUs everywhere. We don't know what.
6 foot wide screens.
6 foot wide screens. We don't know. We think we find the microphone. It was just an outlet. We found, we were like, oh, is that the microphone? And we pulled it out, and it was literally an extension cord. Okay. And we thought that was the microphone.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was a microphone. It turned out to be an extension cord. It was in a fancy box.
So we were way out of our element.
Like, it wasn't twist tied together. It was in this fancy box.
No, so we're out of our element. So we go to the cashier. One guy flags us over.
Yeah.
And we go up to him. On his dash, he's got these really cool 3D printed...
And great hair.
Great hair. That's
great
another.
Hair.
Great hair. Yeah.
Really good hair.
Yeah. Like, what style, though?
On the one side,
yeah,
mm-hmm. But longer, like, right? With the flow,
yeah,
okay,
not the flow, but like nice long hair.
I know, it's like
his style,
okay,
he is style,
yeah.
So we go up to this man, and he's helping us. He's like, so what can I get for you guys today? And we pull up the thing, and we're like, oh, can we get this, please?
Yeah, I showed him on the phone,
yeah.
I said, this one, he goes, oh, the PodMic, mm-hmm. Clicks it in, 3 in stock. I said, great, I'll take 2,
yeah, and right? And he goes, do you have the, what was it, like the G?
No, here, I have no idea, okay, what it was. Let's just call it the G simulator.
The G simulator.
And I said, no. And then he asked me what mode I was going to be working in.
Yeah.
And I was a little, I didn't want to give up at this point, because we're in a foreign place, right?
Like, yeah.
We are out of place.
We are so out of our, I kind of look like I should be long there.
You did.
But I don't.
Yeah. So he goes, I don't know. He said, are you going X mode, G mode?
Yeah, yeah. And we're like, what does that mean? He goes, you know, like, are you on the mode of X or G? And we're like, yeah, but we don't know what that is.
Right, right.
At that point, he figured it out.
He knew.
He was on our level. He figured out, okay, I know.
I got to go to 20 questions here is what he knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I got to figure out their skill, their knowledge level, and what exactly they're trying to buy, because they don't even know.
They don't know what's going on.
So the super expensive...
But he doesn't make you feel bad.
No. That's the thing. He adjusted to our level.
Yes, he came down to go up.
Yeah,
down
exactly.
To go up.
So he explained things to us in a way that really made sense and really made us feel like, okay, this guy's really trying to help us. Like, he cares. And he did care, because he goes on to say, I'm a streamer. So he goes on to say he's a streamer, and he's actually going to recommend us a microphone that he uses.
Yeah, because he showed us this G unit.
Yeah, the G
unit. It was a completely separate unit you had to get.
Yeah, so we were about to buy a microphone.
It was like $400 or something.
We were about to buy a microphone and not be able to use it.
And here's the worst part, okay? When I said I want the 2 microphones, he logs it up, goes, yeah, there's... Actually, you know what? He plunked it in. He said, yeah, there's 2 available, or 3 available. I said, I'll take 2, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, sounds good. And then this is the first clue question he picked up on. Because I said, does it come with a stand?
And that,
well, no, because clearly I'm on like some other level of not understanding anything.
Yeah.
That's when he picked up and said,
the ignorance from
Are you running XL4 or XT6 or what are you running with here?
Yeah.
And that's when I said, I don't know. And then he said, well, you know, do you got the G mode? And I'm like, what's that? Pulls it up, and he shows me, like, you need this.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Okay? So we need the G mode thing. That's like another $300 or something.
It was, yeah. Like, what we thought was, like, a fairly expensive mic now turned into a fairly expensive, a very expensive setup.
Yeah, because... It's about $170 mic or whatever. Mm-hmm. We thought we needed 2.
Yeah.
Right? I need a stand.
Yeah.
For each. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much that is. But I need the G regulator there.
Yeah.
It was going to cost us like another $300 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's when he asked the question, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were a little uncomfortable with the question.
Yeah. And he goes on to say, well, Are you doing it, like, are you trying to get it out there, or are you guys just trying to have fun?
That was a great question, because that really made us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because we were able to say, you know what, we just want to have some fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you threw me under the bus. So he goes, but that question was after. First he said, oh, so are you buying this for your son here? And he goes, yeah, I got two of them. He goes, oh, so you're buying it for the little ones.
Did say I'm buying it for the little ones.
Yeah, and then I
was completely removing myself that way. And then I didn't need to know anything.
Yeah, and then I did not feel good about that. So I immediately shot back and was like, you wanted to do it too.
Like, he said it just like that.
I did see that happen.
Yeah, it was awful.
Luckily, you can't just throw me under the bus. The gig was up. So
he knew I was driving the podcast desire.
Yeah, and he knew we were embarrassed.
He did.
So that led to him being like, is this for a fun or is it for you trying to get it out there? And then that's what led to him realizing, okay, I don't have to get you the most expensive, great setup. You just want something that you can use to be able to just have fun.
And then he pulled the perfect move. Classic. He then moved us from this pod mic to the Logitech and said, here's what I use. He goes, I'm streaming, I'm tubing, I'm doing it all.
Yeah.
He said, I'm really happy.
Yeah, and he said, you know, we're all streamers here. We're all just trying to have fun. We want you to have fun. Yeah.
He did say that.
Yeah.
That was his exact
words. That's inviting into
the It was incredibly inviting.
Because we went into there, like, super out of our element, super nervous.
Yeah.
And he just made us feel comfortable. Like, we belonged.
We were part of the community right then and there.
Yeah.
Why? Because we'd taken the first step of walking in those doors.
Yeah, exactly. And he said to us, he goes, oh, so where can we find you guys? Like, what's your podcast name?
Oh, that was after, right? Like, he got us down to the mic, got us understanding the mic. He even showed us the modes.
Yeah, he showed us the modes.
And he told us some tricks.
Yeah.
And then that's when he asked.
Yeah, so he said, so what's your YouTube name? Like, where can we find you guys? And we sort of like paused it for me. He's like, oh, okay, I get it. You don't want people local to know that you guys are doing this. That's fine.
And he said, that's fine.
Yeah, he said, that's fine.
And then I said, what did I say? I'm at ground zero.
Yeah, we're starting from like the bare bottom here. Like,
yeah, I said, nothing. We're at ground zero. We got nothing. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, once you get up, you just come in.
Yeah.
And then he said, what's your name again? He looked up our name.
Yeah. He made a great interest to try and like remember.
Yeah.
Our names, which was very good, and he also like pushed the limits of the of, you know, when you pay for something and you can give it back warranty.
He did. He said, you know what? He said, look, I think you'll really like this mic. It'll work for you guys. But just in case, let me check and make sure with my manager because they have actually a rule that you can't return mics because of hygiene. Mm-hmm. So let me check with my manager and see if you can return it.
Yeah.
And he got us a 4-day trial period.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy was great. It was the best retail experience of my entire life.
And think how bad retail has been for the past few years.
Customer service.
Customer service has been
terrible.
But this guy, he stayed on top of it.
He has been in there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. And you know what? When we left, we were so excited.
Yeah, we were.
We were excited. Like, this was actually just a joke, initially.
Yeah.
Like, this whole podcast thing was just, we're in the car. You know where it started?
In the car.
The sandwich.
The perfect sandwich for a hike.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the perfect food for a hike.
Perfect food for a hike.
Yeah. A discussion.
And a discussion. And we took that discussion to something useful.
And now we're here.
And now we're here. Because we figured people need to know.
Yeah.
People need to know this knowledge about nothing.
Yeah. And unless we recreate that conversation, which is like really weird and awkward, so probably not. But if we had had the podcast at that point, people out there could have been knowing
what to take.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to give it up because I might repeat that podcast. The problem is, I want it to be natural.
Yeah, it's hard to make it. We probably have to have a guest on and explain it
because we got there through the conversation.
Yeah.
We didn't actually know.
Yeah.
We didn't know. But here's the thing about the podcast is really that's where it started. So, I mean, there's the Point Man and myself, Low Vibe, and we created this. And then we got Gaines. And I see Gaines as kind of a reoccurring guest, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, take Seinfeld, for example. That was a show about nothing.
Show about, like,
this is actually loosely based on Seinfeld.
This is loosely based on Seinfeld. And I see you as, like, a, you know, a reoccurring guest. You're like Putty.
David Putty.
You're our David Putty.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, but it's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Well, I did a lot of episodes.
It's not that I am David Putty. It's just the reoccurring theme.
Yeah, the reoccurring theme. David Putty. A lot of characters come back. Newman comes back over and over
again. Well, I don't want to be compared to Newman at all. At all.
You can be Putty.
Yeah, you can be Putty.
You can be Putty.
We're like Jerry and George, or Jerry and Kramer, or George and Kramer. And you're like Putty.
I think we're Jerry and George.
Probably, you're definitely more Jerry and George.
You're definitely Jerry.
If anything, maybe I'm like a Kramer.
You could be Kramer.
You could be Kramer.
You could be Elaine.
That's unfortunate too. I think he's Putty. Mr. Pitt, maybe.
Reoccurring characters in Seinfeld.
Yeah, get on that. Yeah, yeah, get on that. But anyhow, that's the story of the mic. That is the story of this, how this mic showed up. And you know what? So far, I'm actually really pleased with this mic.
Yeah.
By the way, we're down to 23% battery.
That's not bad. We're almost at 20 minutes on this podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
And that felt pretty quick. It was just from one story.
Yeah, it was a good story, though, wasn't it? 20 minutes. So anyhow, that's the context behind this podcast. And that's actually why it was called, originally supposed to be called Carcast, because it was born from the sandwich discussion. Man, this armory crate keeps coming up. It's very annoying. I don't think I should have got a gaming computer.
No, I didn't. You didn't know it was a gaming computer.
I didn't. It was just a big screen and colorful keyboard.
And you thought that was cool.
I wish I'd gone to that place to get this computer.
Yeah.
He would have known to ask the right questions.
He would have figured out.
You know what the first thing he would have said? What games are you into?
Yeah.
And I would have said, Civilization?
What do you got for me? I'm going to give you guys this list.
Give us the reoccurs.
Here we go. It's a top 20.
Well, we don't need 20. Give us the 5.
Okay, top 5. Here we go. Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Okay, no, don't worry about it. All right.
Give us the 5.
Here's the 5.
Here we go. Top 5. Number 5. Jay Peterman.
Oh, you could be our Peterman.
No, okay.
I like Peterman.
He's very funny.
He is very funny.
He's not that recurring.
And
he's fairly recurring.
And he has great hair.
He does have great hair.
That's true.
All right, number 4, Tim Watley.
Watley.
Which guy's Watley?
He's the dentist.
The dentist.
Oh, the dentist.
He's also the Breaking Bad guy.
Yeah, he's the Breaking Bad guy.
He plays Walter. Number 3, David Putty.
Can I see a picture of David Putty?
Big fan of Putty.
Oh, I'd love to. I've been saying this all week long.
I knew he was Putty.
All week I've been saying, let's go Devils.
Devils.
All week long. The Devils.
I knew he was Putty.
I wouldn't mind being Putty.
You're Putty.
All right, well, then okay, the other
what else we got?
Frank Costanza and Newman.
There you go. So
those were two.
Those are your choices. Pick one.
I don't really want to be Frank.
No, you pick. We're giving choices.
I've decided I'm Putty.
You're Putty. You're our Putty.
Yeah.
You're our podcast Putty. Okay. So that's the story. That's the story of the podcast. That's the story of the mic that allows the podcast to happen.
Mm-hmm.
These are the players within the podcast. Actually, me and Point Man were talking today. We're going to have guests.
Guests.
Well, I'd assume you would.
We come up with a name?
No. Do you got any agreement?
We have to come up with a name by the end of this.
Blank Slate?
Blank Slate.
Blank Slate.
But it's taken up everywhere.
Well, you know what? You need to look up maybe, what is it? Synonyms?
Synonyms. Okay. Synonyms. Okay. Synonym blank.
Blank Slate a word?
To blank. To blank. Oh, you try Blank Slate. See what comes up.
Yeah, see Blank Slate.
Blank Slate. I might even do that too on the computer here.
Oh, a synonym for blank is expressionless.
Expression. Yeah.
That's not really what we're going. We're
empty.
About
empty.
Yeah.
Deadpan.
Deadpan.
Why didn't you look up blank?
You're thinking about deadpan.
I actually like deadpan.
Deadpan's not too bad.
Like just deadpan.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'm getting on the searcher.
Search on deadpan. See if it's taken. We got this app that tells us what's available. It's a great app, isn't it?
It's really good.
Is it actually?
Yeah. It searches all domains.
Okay. Here we go. Deadpan. Oh, it's only available on, like, Tumblr.
Here's the thing, though. Is it trademarked?
No, but we don't want people searching up deadpan and they end up on a cooking show or something.
But that's the reality you live in now.
So, basically, if we search up deadpan, it shows us deadpan.com is not available.
I got it. Soulless.
soulless. Oh, yeah, that's good.
What do you think?
Like
no, but like
no soul.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing there.
It's not really.
No.
No, I'm not.
Black hole.
Black. Okay, hole. Let me get off back on the synonyms. No, black hole's gonna be taken.
Can I was see this? Like, because are you creating a website or are you creating a name for your podcast? Because that's completely different things.
Well, we listened to a podcast thing today. How to get into podcasting?
Yeah, it was a podcast.
And they specifically told us to use this site.
Oh, really? Name. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They give us a lot of tips on the name.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Deadpan. Black hole. That's gonna be taken though, isn't it? Yeah,
it's gonna be taken.
But did you filter out, like...
Oh, it's available. Oh, no, error. Why is there an error?
Did you put in the right name? Try it again. Search again. Just search.
Oh, guys.
There you go.
How about Void Discussions?
Oh, that I like.
Available on nearly everything except Facebook.
Void Discussions. What do you think?
It's not bad. So it's not bad.
Void Discussions. I'll tell you what. Shall we, are we deciding right here, or?
Well, what are we even going to call this, podcast? Because then it'll have a name by the time it's released, so then people are going to understand that, like, oh, this name does eventually, like, get chosen, but, so this entire conversation is pointless.
Well, it's not yeah, okay.
Pointless.
Pointless.
Oh!
Whoa, that's huge. Out of the conversation comes the name.
Okay, Pointless Podcast.
Pointless. I like that. Pointless podcast.
PP for short.
PP. Pointless podcast.
Okay, it's not available on .com.
Okay.
It's available on Twitch, MySpace, YouTube. It's available on YouTube and .net.
What about Spotify? That's the big one.
Spotify isn't an option on this.
Oh, well, then why are you using this?
I don't know, because that's what they told us.
No, these guys are not.
Okay, you know what? Right now, until we confirm if it's available or not, Pointless Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to search up Pointless
Podcast. That is actually, I mean, that's a catch.
Not bad at all.
I really like that. That's great. If you know what? Even if we wasted 28 minutes and 15 seconds of our time just now, the last 15 seconds was worth it.
Yep. It's
guys.
What?
So one of the first results you get is Pointless with Kevin Pieri, which isn't bad. And then you get onto Profoundly Pointless, which isn't bad. And then it gets as you enter the Pointless Podcast, followed by the Pointless Podcast, followed by the Pointless Podcast, followed by another Pointless Podcast, followed by the Pointless Podcast. Pointless Podcast, PP for short!
Oh man! You know what we need? Man. This was born out of Seinfeld.
A Seinfeld type name.
We need a.
It's all pipes.
What's that?
It's all pipes.
What's that?
When George is talking about how he peed in the shower, and then they go, and he goes, "Well, you pee in the shower." He goes, "It's all pipes."
No soup for you.
No.
No soup for
okay,
you.
Okay, you that search up Seinfeld lines, and I'll search up podcasts that might be named No Soup for You or whatever.
No Soup for You. That one is at the top of my list now. Serenity Now.
Okay, that's good. But Soup for You is a podcast that's been taken up where people watch Seinfeld.
Guys,
and
something's
talk
happened
about
here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, the computer's done.
Okay, look. We gotta finish off here. This is 30.
We need to plug it in.
We're almost done here.
We're 30 minutes. Right now, Serenity Now.
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I don't know if that really is it.
No, I like Serenity Now.
Serenity Now podcast.
Would you look up greatest Seinfeld quotes or one-liners? See here.
Okay, this actually isn't too bad.
What?
Serenity Now. It's not looking like there's any podcast named Serenity Now.
Wouldn't that be great? That's a great name.
It's not bad at all.
I like that one. Serenity Now podcast. I think we gotta close out here. So is Serenity Now?
There's Serenity Now for entrepreneurs is like the only podcast I'm seeing. Okay, and that's not too hard to separate ourselves from them. Go off on our own path.
Yeah.
Serenity Now for that mindless moment.
For that mindless moment. That's a huge. That could be our catchphrase.
Yeah, that could be our catchphrase.
That's what you say, but you just need like a good little title.
Yeah, a good little touch. So there's a Serenity Now NFL podcast. I actually don't think Serenity Now is such a bad...
It's a good...
I think right now, that's where we're going to land on.
Serenity Now.
Yeah, Serenity Now. I really like it. Mm-hmm. So that's Gaines. He's out. Gaines out. Low vibe. I'm done. And the point man has...
Signing off.
Mindless moment. All right, till next time.